Magandang gabi ho sa inyong lahat muli. Welcome to this gathering of Crossroads Church of Dubai. Ako po si Pastor Alvin, naglilingkod bilang isa sa mga elders ng iglesyang ito. Nais ko sana ulitin ang dalawa sa paalaala na binigay sa atin ni Brother Aaron kanina. Unang-una po sa lahat is magre-resume na po ang ating online class sa mga bata. And at the same time, yung Crossroads Youth din po, magre-resume na siya ulit next week. In terms po sa volunteers, sa mga pag maging teachers po sa mga kids, we encourage, kung kayo po interested or praying to be part of a certain ministry, we encourage you to consider po yung kids ministry. Please reach out kay Edgy Lorbes at saka kay Michelle Maynes. Tayo po ay nagbabalik aral sa ating study series ng itong historical book na ito na ang tawag ay Genesis o Genesis. Pero this time po, yung pag-aaral natin ngayon, hindi kagaya ng last year, mas maigikse. This will be a 5-week study. Kung nakasama namin kayo last year sa pag-aaral na ito, we have seen that in Genesis chapter 1, God created a perfect world. And in that perfect world, He created two perfect people. Isang babae, isang lalaki. And we have witnessed a perfect marriage sa Genesis chapter 2. Itong relationship ng mag-asawang ito is enjoying rich fellowship sa kanyang perfect creator. At lahat po ito ay nagaganap sa isang perfect na garden. Pero itong perfect fellowship na ito was short-lived dahil po sa Genesis chapter 3, yung imperfection entered because of sin. Sin badly affected man and all of God's creation. Tapos pagdating naman po ng Genesis chapter 4, palala po ng palala ang kasalanan at kasamaan ng tao. At kinatawan po ito sa isang mama na ang pangalan niya ay Cain. At ang kanyang polygamous and violent na descendant na si Lamech. But we saw a glimmer of hope sa chapter 5. Dahil po na pinakilala sa atin si Moises o si Moses na kung saan isa sa mga line ni Seth all the way to Noah. In chapter 6, God called Noah and revealed His plan to destroy the world or to judge the world through a flood and saved His family by creating an ark o isang malaking barko. Noah obeyed the Lord and waited in faith. Nakita natin ang patience ng Diyos sa isang rebellion na sangkatauhan, but God's patience has run out. God in His holiness had exercised judgment but has extended mercy sa pamilya mismo ni Noah. Lumipas ang maraming panahon, there was a new generation na tao, and there is also a new type of sin and rebellion na lumabas. Gumawa ang tao ng isang malaking tore o yung tinatawag na Tower of Babel. Ang layunin is for them to reach God. God judged them by confusing their language. Now, if there is something that we can learn from the book of Genesis, ito po, everyone deserves death sa harapan ng isang banal na Diyos. Genesis chapter 1 through Genesis chapter 11 tells us that we can never reconcile ourselves to God. But pagdating po muli sa Genesis chapter 3, bagamat makikita po natin yung fall na tinatawag o yung kasalanan ng tao, meron din pong glimmer of hope doon because of the promise. Ang promise na kung saan na magkakaroon ng isang tagapagligtas who will crush Satan's head and reconcile humanity back to God. Yun po yung promise, yun yung prophecy. Tonight, we will see this promised hope. We will see this promised hope continued to a family line. Makikita po natin ito sa Genesis chapter 12. So we will focus sa isang patriarch na ang pangalan ay si Abraham. A patriarch is a man in through whom a new way of life comes. A new family, a new community, a new nation ay nanggagaling through sa isang mamang ito. Abram, sa time ng passage natin ito, which later on, papalitan ng kanyang pangalan na Abraham, which is the father of many nations, is considered by three major religions ng ating mundo. ito yung tatlong yon, yung Islam, yung Judaism, at saka Christianity. All of them are saying that Abraham is their father. Of course, in Christianity, Abraham is not considered as a physical descendant, kundi spiritual. Understanding who Abraham is and what God did in and through him ay napakahalaga po sa tinatawag na redemption story. Tonight, we will see Abraham's conversion and yung ministry mismo ni Abraham. Dito ho yan magsisimula sa chapter 12. So, ang point natin ngayong gabi is that God's elect are called to trust and obey Him amidst an uncertain future. God's elect are called to trust and obey Him amidst an uncertain future. Dalawa lang po yung point natin ngayong gabi. Number one, God's call to Abram, verses 1 hanggang 3. And number two, Abram's response to God's call, verses 4 hanggang 9. Number one, God's call to Abram. Let's read verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country, your kindred, and your father's house to the land that I will show you." God's call to Abram is to go. Or sa ibang translation, ginamit yung salitang leave. Sa ating lingway, o ay lisanin, or umalis, iwanan. Iwanan ang alin. Now, bago po natin tignan kung ano yung pinapaiwan ng Panginoon kay Abram, tignan po na muna natin kung anong konteksto sa panahon na siya'y tinawag ng Panginoon. Now, going back kay Adam and Eve, meron silang dalawang anak. Ang pangalan nila ay si Cain at saka si Abel. Si Cain po ay pinaslang ang kanyang kapatid na si Abel at si Cain naman ay pinalayas sa presensya ng kanyang mga magulang. Nagkaroon ng isa pang anak si Adam at saka si Eve at ang pangalan niya ay si Seth. Si Seth is now known to be a believer and worshiper of God. Dito sa family line ni Seth na preserve ang true knowledge and worship of God. He is the line of the woman na nabanggit sa Genesis chapter 3. From Seth all the way to his great-great-great, siguro mga apat na great pa, na grandson na si Noah. Dun ho dumiretso yung kanyang lineage. From Noah to one of his sons, Shem. From Shem to one of his sons, Terah. And from Terah to one of his sons, Abram. Ang pangalang Terah means moon or buwan. Ang lugar na kinatitira nila sa Haran ay ang pinaka-center ng tinatawag na lunar worship o mga tao ho sa lugar na yun ay sinasamba ho ang buwan. Tandaan po natin, sila Terah, yung lahi nila at kanyang mga anak, ang kaisa-isang pamilya o family line ni Seth who should have known and worshiped the true God. Ngunit nauwi po ito sa pagsamba ng mga Diyos-Diyosan. And to make things even more depressing, tingnan po natin, babalik, basa po tayo sa Genesis chapter 11, verse 30. Kung minsan babasahin lang natin, parang added note lang yan or side note lang, ano, pero mabigat po yon. Sabi ho dyan, sa Genesis 11:30, "Now Sarai was barren. She had no child." Kung iisipin po natin, parang wala ng pag-asa ang line ni Seth. The family line was supposed to be known to worship the true living God. And they're not worshiping God, they're worshiping false gods. And from here, nakita natin sa 11 verse 30 na mapuputol pa ang lahi nila. Bakit kamo? Kasi hindi po mabuntis si Sarai. So, tila bagay parang wala ng pag-asa ang line ng Diyos. It seems like this family line is coming to an end. Parang wala ng mabuting kinabukasan o kawahantungan ang storya ng people of God. Until chapter 12, verse 1. God initiated. God spoke. God revealed Himself to Abram. This changes everything. All of a sudden, nagkaroon po tayo muli ng spark of hope. God called him to do what? Ang question. Tingnan natin ang verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. God called him to go. Wala nang introduction, wala nang pakipakilala na kagaya ng ginawa ng Panginoon kay Moses sa Exodus chapter 30, na kasi I am the God of your forefathers and God of Abraham, Isaac. Wala eh. Diretso ho kagad eh. Go. Ganun kagad ang bitaw ng Panginoon. God is calling him to leave his country, to leave his people, to leave his family. Kung tayo po yan, malamang kin-question po natin yung command na yan. Malamang kung tayo po yan, eh marahil kay, eh, pagdududahan pa natin kung yung command na yan, eh, galing ba talaga sa Panginoon yan? O marahil, eh, magpapatay Malaysia na lang tayo. Parang hindi natin narinig, hindi ba? At bakit naman ganun? Kasi po, hindi po talaga madaling iwan ang lugar na kinalakihan at nakasanayan natin. Yung punto to eh. Di ba mangiyak-ngiyak ka pa nang umupunta ka rito sa Dubai? Na hindi ka makatulog, naaalala mo yun, nandito ka sa UAE? Na ikaw, yung asawa mo nandun, yung magulang mo nandun, yung mga kapatid mo, napapanood mo na lang sa mga picture, no? Siguro may Facebook na nung time, nakita mo yung mga picture, siguro nung Pasko, magkakasama, tapos ikaw, iyak, uy, sana nandyan ako. Di ba, hindi madali. Hindi ho madali. So, hindi yung madali yung lugar na kung saan marami, hindi yung madali iwanan ang lugar na kung saan na marami tayong magagandang alaala, lugar na kung saan tayo ay kontento at masaya. Mahirap iwan ang pamilya, kamag-anak, mga kaibigan, mga kaibigan na naging bahagi na ng ating buhay. Okay? Ang mga kultura at tradisyon na nakasanayan. Mahirap iwanan ng ating bansang kinamulatan at kinagisnan. Similarly, ganun din ang case ni Abraham. Ang city na, na kinamulatan at kinagisnan ni Abraham ay yung tinatawag na Haran. Ang Haran ay isang world-class city para ho dito sa Dubai. It is an important city, a crossroads for commerce. Abram was being called out from this context sa isang prosperous na land. Nung panahon na yon, ang buhay at identity ng tao ay nakalakip sa land na kanyang tinitirahan. Aalis lang ang mga tao na ito sa land na ito kung may agricultural disasters na tinatawag o may issue agriculturally. Parang may peste na dumating, na kinakain ng crops, o kaya naman yung naging unfriendly ang elements, tag-araw, natutuyo yung mga halaman, o kaya naman sobrang lakas ang ulan, doon lang sila lumilisan. At para umalis ka sa lupang kinatitiraan mo na walang lihitim mong dahilan, ay isang kataksilan sa lahat ng mga investment mo throughout the years. Investment sa finances, investment sa relationships. O saka, ay baka pupunta, ay maayos naman ang buhay mo rito ah. Eh, tinawag ako eh. So sa mga tao ng Haran, isang malaking kabaliwan yun. Sarap-sarap ng buhay mo dito. Ang command ng Panginoon kay Abraham to leave ay nakalakip ng mga pangako. At ano ang mga pangako na ito? Tingnan po natin. Basahin po natin yung verses 1 hanggang 3. Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. Verse 2, I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So nilatag ng Panginoon ang mga pangako niya kay Abram. Okay? Pinangakuan siya ng land, o yung later on, magiging promised land po yon. Ang lahi niya ay magiging isang great nation, which means magkakaroon siya ng anak. Medyo ironic, ano, kasi wala silang anak, hindi sila able magkaanak. His name will be great, he will be famous, he will also bless others through him, and those who curse him will be cursed. So kung mahilig po kayo sa alliteration, ito po ang itsura po niya. God's promised Abram prosperity, posterity or people, popularity, prosperity, protection, and a channel to prosper or bless others. Nagbigay ng specific instructions ang Panginoon patungkol sa mga bagay na iiwan niya. Okay? It's interesting, no? Nagbigay siya ng malinaw na instructions kung ano mga kailangan niyang lisa iiwan pag alis niya. Pero nagbigay lamang siya ng general statement patungkol sa pupuntahan niya. Walang sinabing lugar o panahon kung saan at kailan niya maaatim ang mga pangakong ito. Malinaw yung kanyang iiwanan. Pero yung kanyang pupuntahan at yung pangako na binitaw ng Panginoon, hindi niya alam kung paano mangyayari ito. Hindi niya alam, actually, to start it off, hindi niya alam kung saan siya pupunta. Makikita po natin yan sa Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. Hindi niya alam kung saan siya pupunta. So God calls Abram to go to a place that he didn't tell where to go and gave him promises if he goes. O sige, kung pupunta ka, may blessing niya ako. Hindi ka pupunta, wala kang blessing. O sige, pupunta ako. Pero hindi, saan ka pupunta? Basta sabihin ko sa'yo. Umalis ka lang. So kung ikaw, parang ang labo, di ba? Parang nakakatakot, medyo risky. Lana kung i-calculated ka lagi sa lahat ng galaw mo. That is a very uncalculated risk kung gagawin mo yon. Ang tawag po dyan ay faith. Pananampalataya. Trusting God amidst uncertainty. Trusting God even though you are not sure of the future. Yun po hinihingi ng Panginoon kay Abraham. Di kaya yun din ang hinihingi ng Panginoon sa atin ngayon? Trusting was not seen without seeing. Exchanging the known for the unknown. From comfort zone, you are being directed to the twilight zone, to the unknown. Friends, maaring nandito kayo ngayon, and God is speaking to you similarly for so long to make that move of faith. Kaparehas ng pagtawag niya kay Abraham to leave and go, ay maybe tinatawag niya rin tayo to leave and go. Where is God directing you to go sa career mo? Has it always been money ang reason? Where is God directing you and your family to go to serve Him? What is God commanding you to leave that has become your ultimate source of security, joy, peace, and satisfaction, and not Him? Anong Diyos-Diyos na matagal nang sinasabi ng Panginoon sa atin through His Word, through His people, through our consciences na dapat na natin itakwil? Anong mga Diyos-Diyos na yan? Ito ba ang pagsamba sa mga imahe ng mga patay na santo? Ito ba ay mga anting-anting o mga kagamitan o instrumento na akala mo ika nga ay nagbibigay ng swerte sa iyo? O maaring ito ay ang Diyos-Diyosan ng pride. Na mataas ang tingin natin sa ating sarili at hindi tayo pwedeng itama. O maaring Diyos-Diyosan ng self-entitlement. O Diyos-Diyosan ng approval. We always want to be liked, we always want the attention. So gagawin natin ang lahat para maatim natin yan. O maaari, ang Diyos-Diyosan po natin ay self-preservation. Lalong-lalo na po sa panahon na ito. Tama po, kailangan natin mag-ingat. As a matter of fact, kailangan natin mag-ingat. Kailangan maging matalino tayo sa ating mga galaw. Kailangan maging careful tayo sa paglilingkod sa ating mga kapatiran. Kailangan po mag-ingat po tayo. Okay? I am not against that. None of us are against that. Pero sometimes, mga kaibigan, we can be too concerned sa sarili natin that we have forgotten. Forgotten na ano? Now, we have forgotten to love and serve others. That's one. That we have forgotten that God is sovereign over our lives. He is the giver, sustainer, and taker of our lives. That we are to live for Christ and to die is to give Him glory sa pangalan niya. And for us, that should be gain. Friends, ang call to forsake all ay parang gospel call. Gospel call. Ito po ang ginawa ni Jesus when He called His disciples sa book na Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, at saka John. If we are to embrace the goodness of Christ, if we are to follow Christ, we must forsake all. We must forsake all. Sa Matthew 8, verse 22, may lumapit kay Jesus and wants to be a follower ni Jesus. Pero nagpaalam lang siya, ililibing lang niya yung tatay niya. Ito ang sinabi ni Jesus sa Matthew 8, 22, follow me and leave the dead to bury their own dead. Sa Matthew chapter 19, verse 21, may isang rich man who wants to follow Jesus and Jesus said to him, sell what you possess and give to the poor and you will have treasures in heaven and come follow me. Of course, alam natin yung story, hindi natuloy. Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, for whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. At syempre, yung binasa ni Brother Aaron kanina sa atin, Luke chapter 14, verse 33. So therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. Friends, the gospel of Jesus calls us to forsake all, anchor our hope in Christ alone, and follow Him now. Again, this may involve leaving our comfort zones, kagaya ng ginawa ni Abraham. But of course, that is not all the case sa ating mga situation. Okay? Sa karamihan sa atin, maaaring ito'y dying to ourselves and lovingly serve our brothers and sisters, which we have witnessed this week. We praise and thank God sa mga kapatiran natin who has been serving and loving our members who are in need. Do not stop. Let's make that be contagious. Kung meron man nakakahawa, hindi COVID, kung hindi yung ganong klaseng pagmamahalan sa bawat isa. So jump in and serve and love and pray sa mga kapatiran natin. I pray that we would adorn Christ so well to the watching world that they would be amazed by God's grace. So friends, si Abraham ay nasa situation that all of us are in. It's either to follow God or reject Him. Ganun lang naman kasimple. Pero hindi rin ganun kadali. So ano ang ginawa ni Abraham? Ano yung naging response ni Abraham? Well, tingnan natin sa next verse and sa last point natin. Abraham's response to God's call. Let me read from verse 4 hanggang 5. So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 65 years old, and when he departed from Haran. And Abram took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people that they had acquired in Haran, and they had set out to go to the land of Canaan, when they came to the land of Canaan. So, anong response ni Abram? He left. Ganun kagad. Hindi siya nagreklamo. Hindi niya siya nagreklamo sa kanyang edad. 75 na ako, Panginoon, ba't ngayon pa? Eh, nung medyo kalakasan natin, ikaw, ba't di mo ako tinawag? Bakit ngayon pa? Again, yung prolong ng life, yung age ng tao, nung time na yun, kung maalala mo yung previous chapters ng Genesis, umaabot ng 900 si Adam, may 700. After po ng flood mismo, doon na nabawasan yung edad. So, sa edad na ito, hindi ho bata ito sa Genesis. Medyo may katandaan na po ito. Malutong na to. So, in short, kulubot at malutong na ho ito. Yung tawagin ka ng Panginoon, oh, punta ka sa isang... Pag yan pinagsasabi mo sa mga pamilya mo at kamag-anak mo at narinig mo yan sa Haran, nag-uulyanin na ito. Yun ang sasabihin ho nila eh. Kasi nobody does this. Nobody does this. So, wala tayong narinig ang pagre-reklamo. Si Pastor... Ay, sorry, si Pastor... Hindi, actually, hindi, I didn't mean anything. Dumagpas yung aking, ano, dumulas yung aking notes. Kaya may sasabihin ako, Pastor, this will make sense. Sorry, I'm not insinuating anything. Nung tinanggap ni Abraham ang utos ng Diyos, hindi na siya nanghingi ng assurance, hindi na siya humingi ng patingin nga ng itsura na magiging lupain. Hindi na po eh. Sumunod na lang kagad siya sa Panginoon. Listen, napaka-crucial po ng decision na ginawa nito ni Abraham. Very crucial. Kasi it, and listen to this, it impacted the generations that follow. Yung step of faith niya yun, yung decision niya was very crucial. There was a church planter named Joseph. Si Pastor Joseph, yun ang gusto ko sana sabihin kanina. Okay? Si Pastor Joseph heard a calling from God to reach people with the gospel of Christ to a specific people sa ibang nation. Ang heart niya is to start a church, raise people for Jesus so that to fulfill yung Great Commission. So in 1963, Pastor Joseph surrendered to go to this foreign land. Tapos pagdating po sa noong 1965, kasama niya po ang buong pamilya niya, ang kanyang anak, ang kanyang asawa at kanyang mga anak na bata pa, sumakay po sila ng barko at pumunta sa land na yon. Okay? The pastor worked hard in serving the Lord. He planted a church at yung church niya was blessed by the Lord. He was faithful with the word. He was faithful in discipling God's people and through that church, marami mga churches na itanim through this church. Hindi ho nagtagal, nagkaroon din sila ng Bible school at mas maraming na-train na pastors and gospel workers na napadala sa, hindi lang locally, kundi sa iba't ibang parte ng mundo. His faithfulness to the Word and obedience to God's call has attracted His children to serve by His side sa bansa na ito. His sons became pastors. Yung daughter niya, naging gospel worker din. And it did not stop there. Pati ang kanilang mga apo, naging mga manggagawa ng Panginoon. Naging mga pastor, naging mga gospel workers sa iba't ibang klaseng bansa. And all of them are impacting not just yung bansa na ito, kung hindi different parts of the world. Yes, there were challenges and heartbreaking seasons sa ministry life niya. But according sa apo niya, his principle is this. If anything gets done, it's God who is going to do it. That's a real comfort for those of us who are in the ministry. If anything gets done, it's God who is going to do it. And it's equally encouraging para sa atin mga mananampalataya. This pastor's name is Joseph Boyd Lyons. Yes, he is the father of Dr. Greg Lyons na naging bisita natin dito na magaling magtagalog. Do you remember that? A man from the US na ang galing magtagalog. That's him. He planted, Pastor Boyd Lyons planted a church sa Pilipinas and impacted so many people, thousands of them. I'm an indirect recipient of his ministry because of his sons. Yung unang batang kapatid ni Pastor Greg is yung pastor ko sa Pilipinas. And then now I'm partnering with Pastor Greg. It was both sobering. Let me back up. He served the Lord for 57 years and impacted thousands of people all over the world. It was both sobering and encouraging to be in his funeral last night online. He heard God's call, and there was eulogies, ano, testimonies about this faithful man. Consistent lahat ang sinasabi nila. This man was faithful to God's call. and became obedient to it till the Lord took him home. That's why teachers ng Crossroads Kids, you'll never know the generations you will impact as you invest your time with these young ones. For those of us who are teachers of God's Word, be faithful to the call. Be faithful to God's Word. Parents, your obedience to God's call will have a great effect to the generations to come. Napaka-crucial ng decision makings ninyo now for the Lord. Friends, kapag dumating ang panahon that God calls you to leave and go, you have a crucial decision to make, and we have to learn from Abraham's commitment. His commitment is marked by absolute obedience. Saan ka ba tinatawag ng Panginoon ngayon? Pero if he is moving, okay, si Abraham left kasama ang kanyang asawa, ang kanyang pamangkin, ang mga tao, pati yung mga possessions niya, dala-dala niya lahat. Pero some would ask, if he is moving by faith, bakit kailangan niya isama ang lahat-lahat ng kanya sa Haran? Hindi ba kakulangan ng pananampalataya yon? Well, some theologians said that the reason why he brought everything sa kanya is para wala na siyang babalikan. It's like going to a location where you're going to start a church na one-way ticket lang. Pastor Boyd bought one-way ticket. Noong time na yan, mahirap bumiyahe. And alam niya, doon na siya tatagal. I heard a pastor say, faith demands a ruthless abandonment of the past. Abraham here left everything and there is no turning back. Kung saan ka tinawag ng Panginoon, at kung ikaw ay pinagkatiwalaan ng Panginoon sa kanyang ministeryo, there's no turning back. Yung ministry na yan, maaring hindi formal ministry. Ministry mo sa pamilya mo, ministry mo sa trabaho na pinagtatrabahuan mo, ministry mo sa mga anak mo. No turning back. If you were with us last year sa series na ito, we have seen sa chapters 1 through 11, people did series of attempts lutasin ang sin problem. Si Adam and Eve, pinilit nilang takpan ang kanilang kasalanan ng mga dahon. Si Cain naman tries to justify his sin nung pinatay niya ang kanyang kapatid. Yung mga people naman na later on naging Babylonians try to save themselves by self-sufficiency nung tinayo po nila yung Tower of Babel. Tapos pagdating ng chapter 12, God says, tama na. I will provide a solution to the problem. At anong ginawa niya? He speaks and reawakens a family line, which is kay Abraham. Through Abraham, God has revealed His plan to rescue a people for Himself. Tinawag niya ang isang nakatatandang lalaki na walang anak, na nasa kasagsagan ng kamunduhan at pagsasamba sa Diyos-Diyosan, to unfold His plan of redemption. God is rescuing His people through this man's family line. Nasa isang araw, a Savior would be born sa family line niya. Sabi sa Genesis chapter 15, His descendants ay kasing dami ng mga bituin sa langit. Multitude of descendants, hindi lang mga Jews, pang mga iba-ibang lahi. Pero may isang descendant who will come that the promise points to. And He will fulfill the promise that all the nations will be ultimately be blessed. 2,000 years after ni Abraham, may isang pinanganak na lalaki sa family tree ni Abraham. Like Sarah, ang kanyang wife, who miraculously gave birth to a child, this offspring of Abraham was also miraculously birthed out from a virgin. Like Abraham, this offspring did not just leave his homeland, he left his father's kingdom. And we all know, obviously, that this is Jesus. Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. Now the promises were made to Abraham and to his offspring, singular, not offsprings. Let me read that again. Now the promises were made to Abraham and to his offspring. It does not say and to offsprings, referring to many, but referring to one, and to your offspring, who is Christ. Friends, Jesus became homeless and on the cross became fatherless because of us. His death on the cross was sufficient to pay for our sins. It's real sacrifice. He died and was buried on the third day, has risen from the grave. That God could become a father and bring us to His family and one day enjoy the grand reunion in His heavenly home. This is a family that transcends all human family. Friends, our identity is not found in our ethnicity or kusan region sa Pilipinas na nandoon po tayo. Our ethnicity is not found in our jobs. It's not in our earthly families. It's not on our riches. It's not on our health. It's not on our family names. Our primary identity is that we are part of God's family. We are in Christ a new reality. Friends, ang obedience ni Abraham to leave is not merely an act of faith, but a true conversion of a godless man. Nung tinawag siya ng Panginoon, God awakened his dead soul. Remember, he is a worshiper of a false god of demons. God awakened his soul through his word. He chose him. He did not deserve anything. He chose him to fulfill his purposes. He opened his eyes, saved him, and gave him a purpose. Friends, if you have not answered the call of God, you have heard the gospel throughout time, parents, church, music, podcasts, neighbors, reading materials, and still chose to reject, you are in danger. Friends, if you have not answered the call of God to repent from your sins and trust Jesus' finished work on the cross for the forgiveness of sins, then you are hopeless. You are hopeless. I urge you to trust Jesus by turning away from your sins and trusting Him. You know, after this conversion, Abraham started being a blessing already. Naging blessing na siya. Hindi na niya inantay. Napunta pa siya ng Canaan. Naging blessing. Nagsimula na po siya dito sa Haran. Which is very interesting kasi medyo divided ako at one point kung paano ko po isasalin ito. Okay? Kasi nabanggit po dyan, people. Okay? He brought people. Okay? He took some people na tiga Haran. People here does not necessarily mean servants or children. Some commentators said that yung people daw dito here in Hebrew translates to the word soul o kaluluwa. So what does this mean to us? This means he stopped started became a blessing sa mga tao sa Haran. So here are people who came to faith as a result of Abram preaching the word. As a result of Abram preaching what he heard. God gave me a promise if I go. And those who will bless me, He will bless. Do you want to be blessed? You have to go with me and meet this God. Of course, the greater blessing dito is hindi lang land prosperity. The blessing we're talking about here, that the nations would be blessed because God will collect people, save people to Himself. So yun po yung nangyayari dito. So here are people who came to faith dahil sa kanyang faithful teaching and ministry. Friends, when we are called by God, we are also instructed by God to share the very word that we have received. So verse 6, ang lugar na Shechem is a very evil and demonic place. Nabanggit po dyan isang puno, ano, that was called the Great Tree of Moreh. Ito daw ang place of worship ng mga Diyos-Diyosan and mga demonic worshipers. So anong ginawa ni Abraham? So verses 7 to 9, nakisamba ba siya? Nakiisa ba siya? Sabi sa verse 7 to 9, Abraham ignored these false gods and instead anong ginawa niya? Built altars, reminders of the promise, reminders that God had met with him, that God revealed to him, himself to him. And he preaches the true God, Yahweh, Lord, right in the middle of an idolatrous place. Are you called? Yes. Those who are called by the Lord in a saving way, repent and put your faith in Christ. But those, let me put it this way, the called out ones, the church, are also the sent out ones. Great Commission. Kung ikaw ay niligtas ng Panginoon, ikaw rin ay pinadadala ng Panginoon to preach the word of life and the truth, in truth to the people around you. You are called sa inyong neighbors, sa inyong families, sa inyong trabaho, sa wherever God. And this is a very old saying, ano, bloom where you're planted. Bloom where you're planted. Kung saan ka tinanim ng Panginoon, doon ka lumago, doon ka magpagamit, doon mo i-share yung salita ng Diyos. Friends, I hope nakita natin na following God truly changes, transforms us. One of the ways that you know that you are a Christian is if you have been transformed differently than before and you are becoming a blessing to others. Have you been a blessing to others? Isa ka bang pagpapala sa buhay ng ibang tao? O isa ka bang sumpa sa buhay ng ibang mga tao? Isang pagpapalo, no? Isn't it lovely to be a blessing, especially when you are championing the Word of God? Be a blessing. You are blessed to be a blessing. You receive the kingdom and sharing the kingdom of God. My prayer para sa atin is that the called out ones would be reminded all the time that we're not just called to Him to be saved, but called to serve. Serve, love, especially sa time of uncertainty na ito. I know yung greatest fear natin ngayon is future. We must put our hopes on the God of the future. If we fear the future, we must fear the God who holds it. God's elect, that's us, are called to trust Him and obey Him amidst of an unknown future. So let's pray. Father, maraming salamat po sa kabutihan ninyo, sa bagay na ipinakita niyo po sa amin through your word. Thank you, Lord, for calling us. We don't deserve to be saved. We don't deserve to have a new life, but you have graced us with it. Prayer po namin, Panginoon, that we would be people who will not be fearful, but faithful. Faithful to your call, faithful to your word, and reliant to your spirit. I pray for brothers and sisters who are unable to join us physically sa gathering na ito. Pray that there would be deeper meditations of your word. Praying, Father, that there would be deeper longings for them to be with your people. I pray that you would restore their health. But most importantly, I pray that you would refresh their souls with your word. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.